But when you fought her, you blocked her attacks.
The Force was guiding my hand, Luke explained. June was quiet for a moment, then asked,
All right, what now?
Start shooting again. We need to chase her away from the Stealth X before she does any more damage.
June shouldered the blaster rifle, but did not open fire.
What's wrong?
Luke asked.
I can't see her either.
Luke's heart rose into his throat.
What do you mean? Did she move?
June shrugged.
I don't know. Her leg just sort of disappeared, right in front of my eyes.
Han and Tarfang came and knelt beside them.
Let's climb on that Stealth X and get out of here.
Han urged over the suitcom.
If Lomi Plo darkened those lamps, it's because she doesn't want us to see the reinforcements coming up behind us.
You're right.
Luke rose and started to lead the way forward, circling out of the Stealth X's line of fire.
But we need to be careful. She's still up there, and now June can't see her either.
Why not?
Han demanded.
I don't know,
Luke said.
When he realized we couldn't see her, he stopped.
He let the explanation trail off, for he suddenly understood why June had lost sight of Lomi Plo.
Doubt.
Luke turned to Han.
Cloud your vision, doubt will. Blast it! How many times did I hear that from Yoda?
Probably about as many times as I've heard that from you,
Han said, sighing. Luke ignored the barb.
That's how she's doing it, Han. She's using our doubts against us.
Only one problem with that theory,
Han said.
I believe in her, and I can't see her either.
It doesn't have to be doubt in her,
Luke said. They drew adjacent to the Stealth X, and Mara began to back the starfighter toward the opening on its repulsor drive.
If Lomi Plo can sense any doubt in a mind at all, she can hide behind it.
Han fell quiet for a moment. He said,
That might explain why Alima was trying so hard to make you doubt Mara.
I'm sure it does,
Luke said.
And now that I know what she was trying to do, I know that it's without basis.
He glanced in the Stealth X's direction and saw nothing. One of the Stealth X's flood lamps suddenly exploded in a brilliant burst of light. Then sparks began to flash off the starfighter's dark armor. A dozen forks of lightning lanced down from under the fuselage, and the repulsor lift drive began to emit a steady shower of sparks. The Stealth X started to wobble. Luke glanced back to see a line of pressure-suited Gorog swarming after them, pouring shattergun fire into Mara's craft. Mara opened fire with her laser cannons, filling the chamber with flashing light. The shattergun fire dwindled off as the Gorog pursuers dived for cover or were blasted apart. Deciding the time had come to chance a meeting with Lomi Plo, Luke grabbed June by the shoulder and started toward the Stealth X. Then the cannon fire began to dim and grow erratic, and he knew that Lomi Plo had returned to the starfighter. Luke pushed June toward the hole through which they had entered the nest ship, then said,
Han, run for the breach!
He activated his lightsaber and force-leapt onto the upper wing of the wobbling Stealth X. He advanced behind his whirling blade, trying to force an attack from his unseen foe.